Small Biz America.
The Brain.
Steve Schussler is the founder of the famous Rainforest Cafe restaurants and the author of It's a Jungle in There. The book shares top five secrets to entrepreneurial success. Donald Trump says his story is not only compelling, it's fun, inspiring, and full of sound business advice. Harvey McKay, if anyone is king of the jungle, it's Steve Schussler. Entertaining and inspiring, a must read for aspiring entrepreneurs. And the book is a number one New York Times bestseller. Without a college degree, Schussler became the CEO of a company twice named by Fortune magazine as one of the top 100 fastest growing companies in America. Joining us on the line from his offices in Golden Valley, Minnesota, to share his story, how he did it, and much more, is author and entrepreneur Steve Schussler. Steve, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, David.
Absolutely. You had some major challenges in the very early beginnings. Tell us about the process that led to the initial success you had with Rainforest.
Well, the process was I was failing in early business, and it was a nightclub business that I had opened for 7 years. It was a theme nightclub. Most theme nightclubs have a 3-year lifespan. We were able to pull out 7. And as it was failing, I was creating my new family-oriented concept called Rainforest Cafe, and I actually decided to use my home as a laboratory and started telling my neighbors and friends about what I was going to create, and everyone said, you know, great idea, call us when you're open. And I realized quickly that, their eyes were rolling in the back of their heads, and I had to really do it no matter what. So it was a tough time. I actually built it in my home. It took me 3.5 years, $500,000 in income that I had saved, and my neighbors calling me mentally deranged and actually hiring a psychiatrist to give me a free examination. And
yeah.
A lot of ridicule.
You know, it does take a certain amount of entrepreneurial delusion to do the kind of work you do and the kind of work your clients do when you consult them, doesn't it?
Well, you need to believe in yourself. I mean, you need to have passion. You need to have ambition. You need to have persistence, all of which I talk about in the book. It's not like you could take a pinch of this or a pinch of that out of the formula, just like you do in a recipe for food. You need to stay true to the formula, and I try to talk about that in the book. I also try to talk about in the book how to not take yourself so seriously. You got to have fun with it, and how contagious smiling and laughter are, and how important that is in the process, as well as failure, David. You know, I failed, and in order to be successful, I think entrepreneurs need to fail. It's part of the entrepreneurial goal, not to fail itself, but taking the failures and turning them into successes.
When you take the restaurant segment, obviously you've succeeded quite a bit in that space. I'm imagining many of your consulting clients are in that space. Why do some succeed and some just simply fail?
Well, I think research and development plays an important role in a person being successful and a company being successful. And I think during hard times, research and development is something that most people cut out instead of adding to. And I think research and development should be the last thing that anybody gives up. Any company, in good times and in bad times, you're constantly improving your product, constantly searching for new ways to do things better. And I think you set an example when you continue your research and development. Not only for the public, but for your employees and your team, that you're constantly reevaluating yourself and looking for ways and methods to do things better.
Mm. Is there a specific set of techniques that you use, or does it vary from client to client when it comes to what I'll call market validation of a new concept?
Well, the market validation has to come first from your gut. Then you do your market research, and you have tours, and you have focus groups, and you have all the other things that people do. At the end of the day, someone needs to make a decision, and that needs to be you, and you need to be passionate and convinced yourself that there is a market for what you're doing and what you're creating. If I listen to all of the no-sayers about the success of Rainforest Cafe and where we would be today, we wouldn't have opened up our first one at Mall of America October 4th, 1994.
Yeah.
But as it goes, we opened 45 in 7 years in 3 continents.
Extraordinary story. We're visiting with Steve Schussler. He's the author of It's a Jungle in There, Top 5 Secrets to Entrepreneurial Success. And I should give the website. Steve, is there a good website to give for the book?
Yes, sure is. www.itsajungleintherebook.com or www.schusslercreative.com. That's S-C-H-U-S-S as in Sam, L-E-R-C-R-E-A-T-I-V-E.com.
After you sold the chain, I'm imagining you continued with the creative work you do, helping other business owners and entrepreneurs create concepts for. Is it only restaurants, or tell us about the scope of the work you're doing with Schussler Creative?
No, it's theatrical environments for attractions, restaurants, and retail stores worldwide. Schussler Creative has an incredible trademark saying above its doors. It says, inventions, ideas, contraptions, and dreams. So we do an awful lot of things, but most of our work is concentrated around attractions, restaurants, and retail stores worldwide. And we have the Schussler Creative Institute, where we're doing incredible lessons on creativity. We're giving group tours, and we're doing lessons on passion, and we're doing public speaking, motivational speaking, and it's been a lot of fun to transform our company into things that help other people.
How wonderful. And you know, it's funny, you talk about this idea of selling a total experience, you know, what I call a restaurant, you call a complete entertainment venue and experience, many words to describe this. Of course, that was the first impression when one walks into Rainforest, that this is like a Walt Disney idea, isn't it?
Well, I'd love to follow in his footsteps. I mean, certainly that's a very large set of shoes to follow in. Walt Disney did it best, and he encompasses a whole array of things to make what he does and what the Walt Disney World Company does successful. But it's certainly escapism, and it's certainly you're surrounded, you're engaged, and we try to take a lot of samples of what Walt Disney has done and what he's left behind. Certainly, it's vanilla ice cream, mom and dad, and that's what Walt Disney is all about. All about family.
Excellent. You know, I should mention that we're members of a certain club, and that is that I also did not get a degree, so I have a great appreciation for those of us who may not have pursued a college degree per se, but had more passion than many who do attend college. If you could, how do you like to frame that? I noticed it in the notes prepping for the interview.
I did go to school. I mean, I went to Miami-Dade Community College. It's a two-year school.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't finish.
Yeah.
Instead, I went out and I pursued my entrepreneurial goals, and I needed to make money. It was very, very important for me to make a living and pay my own way. So what I say is that, you know, I've gotten 10 degrees in life over that period of time, and I also surround myself with people that are better than I am. So for what I might not have gotten by not finishing school, I've certainly made up for in the people that I surround myself with and the team members that I hold so valuable in all the decisions that we make.
Steve, there's a fascinating story, an entertaining story in the book about first impressions, an example of how you can splash into a relationship from the beginning. How important are relationships in business overall? I mean, it's huge, isn't it?
Oh, it's absolutely huge. You got to develop relationships. That's what it's about. And if you don't wind up making a business deal, what you do wind up is having friendships and relationships, and you wind up making long-term friendships that turn into business, and learning about people and the people you're associated with, how many children they have, what synagogue or church do they go to, what schools do their kids attend, what is a person's hobby that you're dealing with. I mean, try to dig deeper than the surface and try to develop relationships. That's what life is made of. It's all about relationships, and we talk about that a great deal in the book, how important that is.
We're sitting together in late 2010. Obviously, you know, I travel in a lot of small business circles, and we do many interviews with folks. How do you frame the downdraft in the economy for your clients and for other business partners that you might have?
Well, I tell them that the down cycle is cyclical, and that they have to keep going, and they got to find things to do during that downtime that propel their business and prepare it for the upturn. And how important that is, and relationships is one of those things. Philanthropy, you don't have to give away money, give your time. You know, all of our money goes to Smile Network International to fix cleft palates and cleft lips of third world children and young adults who are too poor to pay for it. There's so many things that you can do to propel yourself and get ready. And it's a good time to create. And that's why research and development is so important. And that's why it's so important not to give up research and development. And, you know, it's a downturn will turn into good times. You need to make it happen.
Making it happen with Steve Schussler. Schussler Creative is the company. www.schusslercreative.com. That's S-C-H-U-S-S-L-E-R. Also for the book, www.itsajungleintheirbook.com. Steve Schussler, thank you so much for joining us on the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
Small Biz America.
The brain.
Online at smallbizamerica.com.
Small Biz.
Small Biz America.